about how much chicken or any kind of meat she have left here. From dinner, I won't eat enough tonight. She got to give me something warm for me.
Yeah.
It may not be nothing but some milk and cornbread, but I do want something. I don't want to eat.
Did y'all used to have a lot of fruit around here when you were coming up?
Like peaches and plums and stuff like that. Pears, few apples. We had plenty of that another chap coming up. Anywhere it was an old house, see that, it was a peach tree most of that. And they'd make plenty of peaches and plums. And I remember I used to have these rail fences we was talking about you the other day, and most anywhere around a fence corner, you'd find a peach tree or peach tree or plum tree there. But they don't grow there like they used to no more. It ain't nothing here as it used to be, like it used to be much.
Would you ever see a big field filled with peaches or a cherry tree or anything?
No, I had never been
an
there.
Orchard?
No, I had. Well, there's not a field, but we have little orchards here. But I just never been around where they have them big fields of apples and oranges and peaches and stuff. I never been there. We have little orchards there. Of course, I ever been up paid anything to. Here it used to be two or three different people have pear orchards and pea orchards like that, peach orchards, I mean.
Yeah.
There used to be an old fellow straight down the road saying he had 7, 8, 10 rows of peaches. And pears and apples and stuff like that. That's when I was coming up a chap.
If somebody offered you a peach or an apple, you'd say, which one would you take?
To eat?
Yeah.
I would eat the peach.
You'd say, gimme?
No, give me the peach. I would want the apple. The little apple I'll eat. The precious little apple I'll eat. My wife eats them all the time. I never eat apple. And that's like that. I don't eat no kind of food much. I either go to this pear tree. That'd be just them pears get right in June. That's what you call a. It ain't a Missouri pear. Just a pear you eat. And I don't eat a pear for a year. I got three trees of them here. I don't eat no kind of fruit. And I like plums. And I will eat a peach now and then. There's a good sweet peach I'll eat that.
You got a cherry tree here?
I got plenty of them around here. Plenty of cherry. Not right around the house, but all around my field. I got plenty of cherry trees here. Bees full of cherry. There's one around my house. I don't know if them things just hanging. You just set in the triple chip and get them. And I like them pretty good. I'll reach up and get me a little bunch of them and eat them. And I see something she ain't never seen before. There was a squirrel up there eating cherries. I ain't never seen a squirrel eat cherries before.
Is there a kind of a thing that you, in the inside of that?
There's a seed in it.
Oh.
There's a seed inside of that cherry.
Well, now when you eat a peach, what the inside of the peach is what?
It's a seed.
Did you have that kind of peach that you could just break open in the...
In the hole, that's right. You call that a... Here in a press stone, they'll do that.
Uh-huh.
A press stone, it meets hugs the seed.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it or something. I didn't know, but I've forgotten now.
Free stone or clear seed peach?
Yeah, clear seed. You could just take them. I got a peach tree out there in here. And you can just take them and let's get right, nothing nice on it, and that's going to give you a clear seed, not meat on the seed.
When you eat an apple, the part you have left is a...
Crank. I call it the heart, you know,
yeah.
You call it the crank.
Would you ever eat apples or peaches and let them dry? I mean, would you ever cut them up and dry them out on a piece of tin roof or something like that?
No. I've eat dried apples, but I didn't cut them up.
Uh-huh.
I've eat dried apples.
When you leave something, a dried apple lying out, the skin will do what? It'll shrivel.
It'll just swell up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Then you take the meat off of it, it'll swell up. And in fact, if it lay there long enough, it's going to swivel in there.
Do you have any kind of, let's see. Any kind of nuts here? What sort of nuts do you raise?
Raise?
Yeah.
Nothing but peanuts.
You raise them?
Uh-huh.
You got those big ones?
Big ones and little ones.
You call them big ones?
Well, what you call them big ones? Georgia something. But what I like is the Texas.
Okay. What about the kind of nuts you get out of trees?
Trees?
Yeah.
Pecans. That's a hickory nut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see a pecan tree around that little wood a while ago, just loaded with the pecans. The tree has been over some of the pecans on.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You got let's see.
Got what?
Black, the things here that come in a big shell, have a big covering on them, real hard. Walnuts?
Walnuts, I don't know. Walnuts, yeah. Yes, sir. Plenty of them trees around, not here, but there's some around that place over here. You bust them to good inside as walnut. And there's plenty of them back down here on this Kitty Rogers place.
You have to get off that, isn't there kind of a
coral?
Yeah.
Off of that, then that's the seed.